This is Coastal Connection, or Spotlight on the Community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are happy to have Alice Spinelli, the genetics nurse practitioner. She works with Cancer Care Centers of Brevard. She's also the president of CARE, Cancer Advocacy Resources Education. We also are very happy to have Hannah, a stage 4 ovarian cancer survivor. We're going to hear a little bit from her about her experience in honor of Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to start out talking a little bit about the CARE organization and what you do.
CARE is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to support women and families living with gynecologic cancer, and also to raise awareness for women in general on how they can either prevent these cancers or find them early.
Hannah, tell us a little bit about her experience.
Thank you, Terry. My name is Hannah, and I was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer on March 3rd, 2019. What a shock. I had been healthy, ate healthy food, exercised. Never in a million years would I have thought I would have ovarian cancer. When the ER doctor told me the diagnosis, my response was, okay, what do we do next? And then I prayed and gave the cancer to God to carry the burden. In September of 2018, I saw my gastroenterologist as I was experiencing pain in my pelvic area. It turned out to be a protrusion on my colon and was drained. The pain reappeared, and we kept trying to treat what was thought to be colitis or perhaps Crohn's disease. In February, I was referred to a gynecologist who did a pelvic exam and discovered a mass between my colon and uterus. This led to a referral to Dr. Bomolowski, gynecological oncologist. On March 9th, I had a radical hysterectomy and began chemo treatment in mid-April. I will get my final treatment September 4th. Things that I have learned from my experience: you need to have an annual pelvic exam. I thought since I was postmenopausal, I no longer needed a gynecologist. Wrong. You also need to listen to your body. If you experience any of the warning symptoms, such as bloating, pelvic pain or pressure, abdominal or back pain, change in bathroom habits, or abnormal vaginal discharge or vaginal bleeding, for a period of 2 weeks or longer, you need to see a gynecologist right away. You must be your own advocate. Do not feel shy about asking your doctor to refer you to a gynecologist. Ask questions, especially, could this be some form of cancer? If you have a family history of cancer, get genetic testing. This can help determine what treatment would be best for you if you do get cancer.
So Hannah's story is unfortunately all too common. The presentation of ovarian cancer is not usually one that would have a woman rush to her gynecologist. More often than not, as in Hannah's case, it's thought that there's a problem with our gastrointestinal system. Other cancers that gynecologic oncologists care for include all the female pelvic cancers, cervix cancer, endometrial cancer, vulvar and vaginal cancers. I do want to speak to cervix cancer because this is a cancer that we do have the ability to prevent. The reality is the HPV vaccine is very safe and incredibly effective because it does prevent cancer, and it will save lives. Get your child vaccinated, and if you want more information about the HPV vaccine, I encourage you, again, not to go to social media, but to go to a reputable source such as the Center for Disease Control, cdc.gov/vaccines. Our message today for all women listening is listen to your body, advocate for yourselves, don't be too busy to take care of yourself.
We would encourage you to go to the website, carebrevard.org. There are links there that will allow you to investigate any signs, symptoms, or possible treatments that are available in this area.